It is the Friday show, actually being done on Friday. I've got Jim Johnson and Ian Ryan in front of me. James Roach, Tom Farhi and Dave Mooney are on the way. In fact, it's 12:30. It's Newcastle versus Bournemouth. So we may as well just do James Roach now.
In a way, the game of the weekend, the game you're probably most likely to watch this weekend, is a very in-form, very muscular Newcastle United dealing with what is effectively Iriola's flying arrows in terms of Bournemouth. It's 12:30 on Saturday morning. It's a very, very big game indeed. So I've got James Roach to talk about Bournemouth. Off the back of just a fascinating midweek, you know, Tuesday night away at Chelsea, Bournemouth were absolutely battered first half, James, and then the manager got them in, gave them a team talk, and suddenly second half it was an entirely even contest and Bournemouth got 2-1 up.
It was amazing. Absolutely. I'd written them off. I thought, wow, there's no way we're getting anything out of this. Looking at the subs bench as well, mostly youth team. You know, we only really had two, arguably only one first teamer in Justin Kluivert. Daniel Jeberson's come back from a pretty fruitless loan at Watford. They were the only two subs that really Areola could make. And he bought Kluivert on for injury, James Hill at right back. Actually, I don't know why he hadn't done that in the first place, but it changed the game. That was about the 31st minute. And I thought, if anything, Lewis Cook going back into right back and then Justin Kluivert on. Gave us loads more legs, gave us loads more. The press just wasn't working. They were breaking the press so easily. They were absolutely walking all over us. And they could have scored three or four, and we couldn't have really argued. But then, yeah, second half, I think Kluivert had given us that belief and that extra leg up front. And once again, we defied the odds. Absolutely incredible. I keep writing them off. I keep saying, we won't get anything in that game. And then they go and do it. And I think that team, that togetherness that Iriola has managed to get out of them now to go and get a point out of that game, which they so nearly could have won, was absolutely incredible.
The driving force at the minute around everywhere he is he's got 10 out. It's worth sort of emphasising that. Now listen, a couple of them wouldn't be that involved anyway in the grand scheme of things, and a couple of them have been sort of bobbing in and out over the course of the season. But he was missing 10 the other night. Now that doesn't include the goalkeeper either. It's worth pointing that out. But 10 out is significant. So it's going to move to 9. Is there expectation a few of these players are going to get themselves back involved? Because as you said the other night, you know, the cumulative total of the squad numbers of the lads on Bournemouth's bench was, you know, well in excess of 300, 400 in there, because there were so many players with 48, 53s, all that sort of stuff on. So are we expecting some back soon?